Hello.
Hello. Hey, Daniel. How you doing?
All right. What's up?
Not much, Daniel. This is Mario. I seen the email that we received from you, brother. You know, I see that.
Yeah,
I'm
starting to get really, really frustrated.
Nah, you know what? And again, I mean, there's nothing that I can say to you that's gonna, you know, make things, you know, make you feel better for that matter. But I can tell you this much, man. I was talking to our IT guys, and it appears that, you know, they're definitely working on getting the account unsuspended with Google. We made some reference before.
Yeah. And I mean, so you guys have kind of caught it in the middle of, like, I had another company that was doing this prior to you guys. And it was a huge headache with them. And then, you know, it was like, I was basically promised that it wouldn't be that way with you guys. So now I'm to the point where I'm just like, look, I just feel like no matter how I go about it, it feels like I'm fighting a lost cause. And at that point, you know, I've got so much work now that I don't know if I'm extremely busy. So what I'm saying is, like, it's almost to me like it's not meant to be. You know what I mean? It's like,
I'm kind of a spiritual person.
I'm a Christian. I believe in, you know, it seems to me like God's just telling me, you know, maybe this isn't, you know, what I need right now. So.
Well, you know what? Me and you both, brother. I mean, I serve at the church. And you know, I'm a Christian myself, man. And I'll tell you this much. I'm sorry that it feels that way, but I could tell you this much. We're at a point where it's getting closer that we can get this unsuspended. The reason that we said it's not the same with us is because we submit more, Google verifies to get accounts unsuspended or released than any other company in the state. Okay. And you can see that yourself, you know, doing some research on our company if you would like to do that. But I would suggest,
you can understand where my frustration lies.
Well, absolutely.
Absolutely,
Daniel. I mean, I'm not blaming you one bit, brother. That's why when I called, I'm not trying to pull your leg or give you any BS, man. I'm trying to be as transparent as I can and say, hey, look, this is what's going on. We encountered this hurdle, but I can tell you that we're working through it, and it's not worth it for you to cancel the service because the first month you already paid for it and it's covered until July 2nd, right? So it wouldn't make any sense at this point for you to, you know, cancel that when we're at the verge of getting that account released so you can be listed. And I know that right now it seems like, man, you know what? I'm so pissed off that I want nothing to do with anyone anymore. I mean, that's what it sounds like, you know, and I don't blame you.
Yeah, that's not where I'm at. I'm about just to the point where I'm not even going to do it at all. I'm just going to keep working the way I'm working.
Look, Daniel, Christian to Christian, brother, brother to brother, man. I'll tell you, man, I'm not here to BS you or pull your leg or anything of that nature. I mean, I want to be very transparent with you and say, hey, you know what? Just hang tight with us. I mean, we are working on it. I promise you, I even got a hold of our IT supervision department, our supervisors, to escalate this. And they're working hand by hand with Google to get this listed and unsuspended.
Okay. And so the reason I was talking about somebody lying is this lady, her name is Honey. She had texted me or talked to me, and she basically told me one day that she was going to be texting me and getting a hold of me every other day and giving me an update, and has not done that. And that's why, that's the point. Like I said, I'm a Christian man. I have integrity. I run my business off of honesty and integrity, and I make sure that if I tell somebody I'm going to do something, I do it. And I'm kind of like, if I start messing and, you know, doing business with somebody, and they don't give me the same kind of respect, I don't mess with them anymore. I'm done with them. Right. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
That was kind of another thing that really kind of struck me was whenever, you know, don't tell me you're going to get a hold of me and give me updates and stuff if you're not going to do it. And then, you know, even if it's like I called and you didn't answer or something, that's not the case because there was no voicemails. And, but I also have email and I also have text and you guys have my number and you guys have my email. You know what I mean?
Well, this is, you know, and I appreciate you telling me that, Daniel. I will bring that up to her direct supervisor. And you know, what they'll do is they'll nip that in the bud right away and make sure that they play that call. Because
you guys record the call, so you guys can go back and you guys can hear what she told me that.
Absolutely, absolutely, brother. But this is what I would say, man. I mean, I see that our team even waived $200 on the next month cycle, which would only make it $99 for you.
They did?
Yeah. They. I see that they put on here. Here, give me a second.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's good because I don't.
Yeah, you know, for the discrepancy
that I haven't received yet.
Yeah, for the discrepancy, it shows here that $199 would be waived in July.
Okay.
And it says, you know, the client appreciates the gesture.
Yeah, I talked to her, but she didn't tell me she had already done it or nothing. She said that if it wasn't figured out by July, that she was going to do that. Is what she had said. So I didn't know that had been done already.
No,
but that's
no,
good.
The,
and I do appreciate that. And I do, you know, I do try to be patient. But when I'm lied to, you know, they said her word before I said anything and she never did. And that's whenever it's like, okay, and that's why I sent that email, like, look, I don't appreciate being lied to. You know, don't tell me you're going to get a hold of me every couple of days if you're not going to do it. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to let you know, that's definitely why, you know, cause like I said, I tried to be patient and, you know, if I feel like I'm being lied to and screwed up, you know, I'm not going to do this.
Right, right. Daniel, please accept my apologies and, you know, on my behalf and the company's behalf. I will make sure we address this. And like I said, but just hang in tight, man. This is getting processed. You know,
okay.
And at this point, all I say is, you know what, just hang in tight and you'll see that we'll get this done for you, man. I mean, we do this all the time. We're doing this count. We encountered a hurdle with Google, but hang tight and, you know, we're compensating for the delay. So, again.
Well, and like I say, I just try to be patient. I've been trying to be patient with it.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, I am a patient person. It's, it's one of our lied to that made me kind of not be patient. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So.
Understood.
All right. Just wanted to let you know that. I can be patient. Just don't tell me you're going to do something not true.
Right, right.
It does not fit well with me because, like I said, I don't do that to people. I wouldn't do that to you. I don't expect to be treated that way. So,
yeah, like I said, Daniel, I send my sincere apologies, brother. Just hang tight. I'll go ahead and make all the notations on the account. And then in the next few days, you know, once we get an update, we'll reach back out to you. But I can tell you this much, man. It's going to get done.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I appreciate it, Daniel. All
right, man. You have a good day.
All right. You too now. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.